My name is Chris. I am your host and do-it-all person for this show. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada, show number 127. Wow, isn't that amazing? 127 shows. We're getting there. It's getting up there in numbers. Gotta say, I have done more shows in the past, let's say 8 months to a year, than I have in the previous 2 or 3 years. It's kind of scary. So the lockdown has been good for some things. I'm getting more music at regular shows. You guys get to hear all kinds of more amazing music that you've probably never heard. And I get to mispronounce a whole lot of stuff because, well, Canada, right? So let's start with that first track there. Pretty amazing track. Yeah, I thought so. And I'm going to apologize again in advance because I'm probably going to get this wrong. So that was Angel Barabo. And she is based out of the Cree Nation of Mistissinthe, oh my gosh, which is in Quebec, which is amazing. And she is a singer-songwriter, and she is telling a tale of love and loss passed to the next generation in this her newest video, We Wish We Were Older, which is currently available. It says that this track is depicting an elderly woman reminiscing with visual memories about her past, the snapshots weaving through love and loss, and illustrated an uplifting timeline of her life as a queer woman. There is a music video to go with this, which you can absolutely go find over on YouTube. And it says the music video will be a recounting of a lifetime of true love between an elderly two-spirit indigenous couple, directed by Nang Kalus and Patrick Shannon, shares this video's scope. It shows the challenges, the joys of raising a family in a community that isn't common. It's somber but beautiful, and a reminder that everyone can find love and bring beauty into this world. Which is, you know, amazing. And it goes on to talk about some of the stuff that goes on in behind the scenes. Tealy made them fry bread one day, and Angel said it was delicious, and I can vouch for that. Fry bread is pretty tasty. And then lots of amazing things. And she talks about she had many moms growing up, powerful women that showed me love in times when I needed it most. My moms gave me the tools I needed to be who I am. In fact, they did the heavy lifting when it came to building up my own strengths. It was the women around me that taught me to be brave, to exist without apology, and to love without fear. These women were blessings, and I am forever grateful for their love. So, I could go on and read all of this for you, but how about we just get to some more amazing music before I get overly emotional about this magnificent story that Angel tells to us in her promo. So please go check out her stuff. She's got a whole album out there. This album that this track came off of took the top 3 spot on Apple Music Pop Canada charts shortly after its release in the summer of 2020. So there are 6 tracks there. Go check them out. Buy one or two, buy them all. Support Angel and her music because it's amazing, right? Yes. So we have 6 tracks on the show this week. That's number 1. There's only 1 returning artist, so lots of great stuff that you've probably never heard. And I really want to hear some more music, so that's what we're going to do.
Precious, precious, precious. just turn to right. You are so precious, precious to me.
Oh, so precious to me.
You are so precious, precious.
This is Owen from Kingston's Willy Nilly, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
These illusions are confusing, yeah. I don't know what I be doing, but I feel like I'm going insane. House of pain, I feel like I'm insane in my membrane. In these eyes of mine, I won't see the same. Just a figment of my imagination. I can't breathe, I need ventilation. In my dark thoughts, you don't want to hear that conversation. I pray to God for my revelation. And I hope it comes fast, no hesitation. Ray-Bans over these blurry eyes while I'm looking at these blurry skies. From a different angle, I see an angel. Too good to be true, must be the devil.
These illusions got me going crazy.
You have it, folks. Two more fantastic Canadian tracks, right? So the first one there came again from Eric Elber. No surprise there at all. And that was Chris Burkett and his track Precious Love. Chris is from Toronto and he's a multi-Juno award-winning and platinum-selling producer, composer, songwriter, and multi-instrumentalist. He's penned a passionate love letter in this new song single Precious Love, which is available out now, and this email came to me back at the beginning of March. So hopefully you guys enjoyed that track because, well, it was pretty decent, wasn't it? But I was really excited to get this next one. Let me just grab the appropriate email, which, this is going to be no surprise, again, comes from Eric Elper. He sent me this Moncton, New Brunswick-based group, formed of Michael J. Fox, that's with two X's, not to be confused with Michael J. Fox, the actor, and vocalist Sydney Sexton. And it was their new album, Duality, which was a collaboration between the two of them. They're both from New Brunswick now, though Michael did grow up in Harlem and has moved to Canada and has dual citizenship. So welcome to Canada, Michael. We're happy to have you, especially if you're going to keep producing more amazing music like this with Sydney. This was just amazing stuff. I had a hard time picking a track off the album because first single, second single, none of that was listed in here. Just lots of amazing stuff from the two of them saying why the album was put together. This was spent... Let's see, it says, first day with my new tongue, right? While Duality serves as the pair's first fully joint effort, they actually spent the majority of 2020 together, writing and recording and releasing music in their home studio together. Comprising of 10 original hip-hop and R&B tracks, their past releases include So High, Just Give It a Moment, and Winners, among several other sultry and upbeat tracks. As well as a hip-hop artist, Michael is also an audio engineer and a music producer. In the past 12 months, he's released numerous bodies of works, including 5 mixtapes, multiple singles, and 1 solo album, When the Streetlights Come On. As an artist, he has a broad range of sound and technique inspired by the genres of music, from hip-hop to rock nuance. It's quite unique. He says his music is rooted in the ups and downs of life. I came up from nothing, and now I'm about something, he adds. Though the audio engineer graduate was born and raised in New York City, Harlem District, he is now a Moncton, New Brunswick resident. So, there's a little bit about them. They said, in the making of Duality, I was thinking along the lines of Yin and Yang, which inspired the black and white cover art. When we were coming up with a name for the album, we decided on Duality as it just seemed to fit. So hopefully you guys enjoyed those two tracks. And this brings us to like the halfway point of the show. Oh, halfway through. So sad because we're halfway through. Happy because we've got 3 more tracks to still play for you, right? So before we get to those, how about we get a little bit of that note-taking paperwork stuff out of the way. If you've got a pen and paper handy or your, you know, whatever mobile device you listen on is handy, perhaps you'd like to follow us. Hop on over to Twitter at @IR_Canada. Don't tweet there as often as I'd like to, but I am trying to work on that. We now have that wonderful thing called Instagram. Yes, we've been posting a lovely little graphic over there every week with the show number and the names of the artists we have played, taking all the artists if they are on social media there and I can find them. So this is a really big long one, which is really annoying because all the short fun stuff was taken. So that would be Insomnia_Radio_Canada_podcast. We are there. You can find us, like, retweet, follow, all that amazing stuff. Don't send me music there because it's hard to really send music on Instagram. You could send me links in a private chat, but again, I'd prefer you just send it to me or, you know, send me some feedback and tell me why you love the show, what you didn't like about the show, how you think I can improve the show, all that fun stuff. You can always do that, chris@insomniaradio.net. Yep, that's the best way to send me tracks. Awesome sauce, right? Yep, amazing stuff. And of course, we are over on Facebook. You can find us there. Really simple. Facebook.com/ I think it's IR Canada. I believe that's the correct one. And I think that's all the wonderful places you can find us, except my favorite newest one, where I get to share exclusive content ahead of time with some people. And if you subscribe at a high enough level, you can participate in future interviews as I get them done, right? That'd be awesome. So that would be my Patreon page. That's patreon.com/IR Canada. And there are polls there. There are some blog there's some blog posts there. And I went through, you know, the first couple blog posts are about how I put the show together and how long it takes and all that fun stuff. And of course, if you subscribe at the high enough level, so Snowbirds and higher, you get the show 2 days ahead of everybody else. So it goes up on Friday and everybody else gets it on Sunday, right? Now, if you're curious about where I put that money to, because I have not been working for 2 years, every penny that currently comes in for the show, goes right towards paying bills to keep the show up. So right now it goes towards the internet bills or the Hydra bills. Come the future, where maybe I'm a little bit more financially stable and don't have to worry about those bills so much, I will be putting it into upgrades for the show, whether that's new mixers, new editing equipment, new editing software, taking courses on audio production so I can up the level of the course. Anything like that, yeah, because, you know, I've got a decent mixer right now and a couple of decent mics and a nice little MacBook Pro, but, you know, it's starting to be a little long in the tooth, so having a new computer dedicated to just doing the podcast would eventually be in the stuff I'd like to do with money coming in from Patreon, because the Patreon money is all about improving the show and making sure it stays around for a very long time for everybody to enjoy, correct? Yes. Awesome. And speaking of things, you know, Les Zeldor from IR Detroit has been back. He's put out his second show, so you guys should definitely go check that out. We have talked about him doing more of the main shows. He may even come over here and guest one week. You never know what you're going to have happen here on the show. I'm not sure if I've ever had a guest host. I think maybe Dave and Caroline at one point in time, maybe. I know we talked about it. I may have to go back and check my notes because I don't ever remember having somebody come and take over the show before. That'd be really interesting to have somebody else host my show once or while here or there. It would save me having to prep and post shows way, way early if I were to, you know, be going away on vacation or something, right? Yeah. Guest hosting can be fun. I've gone off, I've done the Justin Wayne show, which I don't think is currently running because Justin is very busy right now. I've done two, maybe three guest slots on the Bugcast, and I would happily go jump over there and do some more because the Bugcast is fun. Yeah, they get lots of fun bumpers and lots of great tunes that you can play over there. It's great fun, and the live audience is amazing. So who knows? Who knows what the future may hold? So anyways, that's enough of me babbling and talking about crazy nonsensical stuff, and I'm sure you would rather listen to some music than hear me talk, right? So let's jump into a pair of tracks. Yeah, another pair of tracks. That sounds right.
Broken by Hey, this is Gar Reed and Tina LeMay of Eclecticus.
Thanks for tuning in to Insomnia Radio Canada.
Come over to the dark side. We have candy.
And by candy, we mean great music. Enjoy the show.
See, you were designed so perfectly. Who told you a lie made you believe? The way you hate yourself is killing me. Open your eyes, open your eyes. I want you to know what you should feel inside. Take all the time, take your own time. Learn to love yourself. Explain who you are and where you've been. You're the magic in the air. Open your eyes, open your eyes. I want you to know what you should feel inside. Take all the time, take your own time. Learn to love yourself.
The things people do, all of the hate that we chose, all of the words that could boast, all of the lies that we use, yeah. Feel like I'm different from you, feel like we're falling from you. I know your heart be confused, just been a hard one to do. I see the best things in you, yeah.
Folks, that brings us to our last track after I tell you about those two tracks that I just played, right? So we had Hollow Graves and their track Marriott, and these guys are from Toronto, Ontario, and I believe it's their Bandcamp we'll be linking to. And then we played, I'm going to apologize, I'm going to get this wrong, Chin Injeti with Tion Gibbs and their track For the Love of Life. These guys are from Vancouver in British Columbia, and I definitely have links for you for them. Yeah, and I believe both of those, if I go back and look, Marriott was a direct submit to me, and the second track, For the Love of Life, came from Eric Elper. No surprise there, right? Lots of great stuff coming in from Eric this week. I think just about everything this week came from Eric. So, hopefully you guys didn't hear my dogs just having a hissy fit downstairs and barking because, well, they thought somebody was at the door because they're like that right now. The joys of being a pet owner, right? Anyways, last track. And this one came into me originally from Arturo Research through Ava. So thank you, Ava, for sending this over. And shortly after Ava sent it to me, the band sent it to me themselves. So double team. Way to go. You made sure I got the track, which was fantastic. So this is We Were Sharks and their new track, Problems. And I have played these guys before. This is the repeat track for this week. So you guys know, if I've played somebody before and I'm playing them again, I definitely like their stuff. So enjoy this last track, and we will catch you in a week. And have, I'm working on like 3 shows worth of stuff for you guys right now. So hopefully you guys will enjoy show 128, 29, and 30. Because I'm working on all 3 of them right now, and they will be just as amazing, and you will love them, and they will be awesome, and you will have new bands to listen to, and the bands will have new fans, and I will have new followers and listeners, and it will be awesome all around. And oh yeah, it's spring. The next show will be airing just after April 1st, so you know, April 4th. Keep an eye on that Every Sunday track, and please go check us out on all our social medias and Patreon and all that great stuff. So thank you once again for tuning in. Enjoy this last track, and we'll catch you next week, right? Ciao!
If I could get you to admit it, we'd be good. If you could get me just as sorry like I should. No, I'm not talking now. Yeah, we got problems now. You walk away like a model in couture. I double down like I'm so damn sure. But we're not talking now. Yeah, we got problems now.
Until next time, stay safe, everyone, and remember what Count Rugen said, if you haven't got your health, you haven't got anything. So listen to Tyrone and mask it up, Buttercup.